better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger. Now, look, remember to share this with your most retarded friend, because who the fuck else is going to listen? But also, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Hurtful Banter. Send us some weird shit you say to your friends. There's a song at the end of this. It's very convoluted, but it's about Tim and Doug's gay relationship when they live together. So, just for a bit of reference. I know it's probably not a fucking surprise, but I'm sick of this fucking game. So I can't win a fucking round to save my life, and it's doing my head in, and it's making me pissed off at every other piece of my life. So just a few things that have pissed me off this week. Have any of you experienced these little fucking salesman charity cunts out the front of shopping centers? They're just like, oh, on the way in, they're just like, oh, hey, mate, how you doing? And they let you bloody wander into the shop, because I imagine they have an agreement with the shop that they're not going to annoy people that are coming in to buy their goods. They're just like, don't say anything on the way out. Don't say anything on the way in, sorry. But on the way out, you can say whatever the fuck you want. And you're like, oh, I've just got a fucking, I don't know, an afternoon snack. And then you walk out and you're like, oh, just about to have a quick 10-minute break, and then I'll get back to my hardy work. And they're like, and you're like trying to ignore them. You put your hand up in the air, and they just go, oh, sir, do you have just a minute? Can I just grab a minute of your time? Or whatever the fucking line is that they want you to engage with their bullshit. So they're like, they put their hand out. They're like, and they just expect you to shake it because they know you're a good person. But they're trying to manipulate the shit out of you, because once you shake their hand, that's when the sales pitch starts. Now, if you don't know about these cunts, they're not actual charity people. They're salespeople that take 90% of the ticket sales they have for whatever charity they're in. The company's called Vita, and it's a fucking scam. Don't ever talk to them. If they're young, tell them to get a fucking real job. They're the worst pieces of shit in the world. I fucking hate them more than anything. Look them in the eye and tell them they're terrible people when they try to manipulate you and your good heart into giving over the money because you think it's going to a good cause. It's not. It's going to that dreadlocked fuck's bank account. Anyway. Oh, the other thing. Everyone's been to a shopping center. Who stands still on a fucking escalator? It's not a ride, mate. It's not a ride. It is to make the process easier and faster. Even if you're walking slowly, move along. Standing still on the escalator is completely, and I mean completely, unacceptable. So, I've been wanting to quit the league for some time now, probably over a month. And I'm still in it. And I tried to big up Tim's team. I was like, all right, mate, I'll juice you up a bit so I can be on my way. So I offered him Philip, Sammy, and Hosking for, I don't know, Leilua and some scrub. And he was like, oh, I don't think I want all the Panthers back rowers. And I was like, mate, we're done here. You're done. Because this wasn't a negotiation. I was doing a nice thing, and I don't understand what your problem is. But we've moved on. We just decided it's probably for the best to not destroy the league's integrity anyway. In a minute I'll go through what I did on the how I did in the fantasy league over the last little while, because I've been absent. I've been busy, and you need like a certain mindset to talk to nothing or talk to the fans. Welcome, fans. Like, I don't think I'm worth listening to, which makes it hard to talk into the ether, because you would have to assume that people would want to listen for you to bother. But I have got like some very positive feedback from the people that have listened to a few things, which has been very nice. Now, I had a pet issue recently. The issue was, we got a cat. So I got manipulated by my wife and children into buying a cat. I don't like cats. And this particular cat does not like me either. I think it can feel the hatred I have for its little feline gayness or whatever. But right, so it meows at like 3 a.m. really, really loud in the bathroom. And currently I sleep for the most part in a separate bed to my wife because our little one-year-old sleeps horizontally. So I'm like, I work too much. I need at least some level of rest. So the wife comes in and sleeps and then goes back to the baby when it wakes up. But I was trying to keep everyone asleep. So I took the cat from the bathroom where I keep it at nighttime. And I was like, all right, you can come and stay with me. And I was like, all right. So it's meowing and meowing. I'm like trying to cuddle it and pat it and calm it down and whatever. And I put it in the bed. I was like, all right, it's calmed down. But then it starts doing that paw thing where it like goes stomp, stomp, stomp and tries to make you like a comfy pillow. And I'm like, all right, mate, I'll just ignore you. Hopefully you turn me into a comfy pillow and you just nod off and then we'll be golden and hopefully sleep through to 5 and we'll be apples for the day. If I get through to 5, that'll be a win. So anyway, it stops doing it and I'm like, sweet. And I go to sleep. So it's like on my legs kind of. And then I wake up and it's sort of walked its way up to my chest. And then I was like, all right, mate, what are you doing? I know you don't like me, so I'm a bit worried it's going to like scratch my face or something. But then it just looks at me and just fucking takes a dump on my chest like I'm a fucking disgusting porn star. And I'm like, this is completely unacceptable. So obviously rouse on the cat, try to smack it, but it gets away. And I'm like, all right, so there's a blanket between me and the cat. The cat's shat on my chest, but actually onto a blanket. And I get up and then it runs away and then just spews just randomly on my floor. And I fucking hate this cat. I would love to just like put a zip tie around its neck and throw it in a wheelie bin, have it collected on a Wednesday. I'm just like not into it, but it's sending me insane that this cat is still allowed to live in my house after pulling off a shenanigan like that. But yeah, that's my interesting story of the week. The next thing I'm going to do is just, we'll just go over the bet. So I think I might've talked about it in the last episode that, Tim and I had a bet that the loser has to have a wig of the winner's pubes, but Tim shaved his pubes. So I have to wait for him to grow his pubes back and then do the bet, which is, not a great thing. Not at all a great thing. So I'm just going into my little Supercoach app here to see what's happening. But I think I've lost like the last 4 weeks in a row. It's not a good time and it's having a hard time loading, which makes it worse. So another funny thing that happened even just earlier this afternoon, Richard, our Vietnamese, he's not Vietnamese, but he lives in Vietnam. He's a player in the league. He really wanted to get into a group chat with people, and it was coming off as quite desperate. And, oh, fuck yeah, 210. Woo-hoo. What's his name? I was going off at him earlier. Metcalf. Metcalf's come good. 60. Woo-hoo-hoo. Gonna give it to you, Jake. All right. Sorry, a bit distracted. But I'm out of the six. Well out of the six. For those who don't know, you need to be in the top six of 12 to make the finals. And I am plummeting towards cream contention, which is the last place spot. Okay, so I'm one win out of the six with a couple of hundred points. So the sort of fifth and sixth spots are wide open, and then it's pretty tough to get any higher than that from where I am. But Coming last, we've got Luke, who no one, I don't think anyone even knows if he exists anymore. He might have killed himself. We've got Steve coming 11th. So I'm going to go from bottom to top. So whoever I mentioned last is winning. So we've got Luke, Steve, Mitchell, James, me, Timothy, Durs, Doug, Jake, Chris, Phil, and Richard. So Phil and Richard don't have lives at all, so they're expected to be one and two. Chris, the McKerns is the team name. He's coming third, but he is actually quite a successful man, so it's very surprising that he's managed to pull that off. Jake's coming fourth. He may or may not stay there. Doug is plummeting. He's coming fifth. There's 0% chance he makes the six. He's lost like six of his top 13. Then it's Dwayne, Tim, and me. That's like kind of the battle for the bottom of the finals, and then it's just the scrubs after that. So yeah, let's have a look. So in the last five rounds, I've lost four matches. So the fact that like I'm starting to look pretty good this round is making me feel pretty good. And Tommy's come back. He scored a whatever it was, 160 odd last time he played, and he got special treatment because when you're as good as him, you don't have to sit out for concussions. So he didn't do that. He just kept plugging along. So last week I got beaten by Steve, even though he was getting married. I keep getting beaten by people that are getting married. It's bloody embarrassing. My team is fucking dog shit. Let's go. How about we just have a listen to it, hey? Let's just have a bloody listen to it. If my buttons are working, my bloody fine. Oh, maybe they won't. Not happy about this. Now, we'll start from like how it looks on the app. So I've got Reed Mahoney at 9, like at my hooker, and he would be great, except he's been concussed 2 weeks in a row, and then he seems to have made a miraculous recovery as well. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, Valance Tafare's been named. We love to see it. Sorry, I'm just distracted. So while I put the Valiant into my backs very quickly. Oh, man, actually, my team is bloody. It is coming to look like a team, and that is what we like to see. Okay. To it. Reed Mahoney at hooker. Fuck, I'm so glad Val's in. That's so good. Then we've got Uto and Totola at my front row, which I don't even like front rowers, so I just get them out of the bin, get them out of the free agency bin. I have Supreme 2RFs. I have Hopgood, Wilton, Hosking. They're all quite good. That's fine. But then my halves are the dog shittest in the league by, I don't even know what to tell you. But I've got Hawkins this week at halfback and Luke Metcalf, who's on 60 currently, so he's actually been fine. But Hawkins is only in because Cody Walker got binned with a sore foot or some shit. So Hawkins is his replacement, and I figured at least he's playing in a good team on the good side of the field. But knowing me, they'll just give the ball to Ilias the whole time and Ilias will score points for a change. My CTWs, I've just become fucking sick and I've only just realized that. I've got Nick Meaney, Phillips, Sammy, Taruva, and Valance Tafare. And even if they're not the best, they're the most exciting CTWs anybody's got. They've got Tommy Turbo at the back. He's vice-captain this next game. It's about to happen, which is pretty exciting. So I actually think as long as I can make these halves work from week to week, I should be able to get enough victories to get into the six. But if not, I might just give all my players to Tim because there's a reason he's called two-team Tim. So this week, let's have a look at who's playing. We've got Doug taking on Durs in the battle of who's going to be Big Spoon at the same bed they both sleep in. Nickel clock stat on 87. Doug started well and then immediately shit the bed directly after that. But by the look of the two teams, Williams. Doug should win pretty easy. Then we've got Steve taking on the Dicklins. Dicklin is like impossible to beat, even though his team looks like complete dog shit. Every week you look at it and you go, how has he won a game? Yet he's clearly on top of the table. Steve team's pretty subpar, even though he gave me a hiding last week. Richard wins that. The McKerns against the Fields, that's like actually a really good matchup, but I would assume Phil's gonna get him. He's gonna get him. Yes. It all depends if Karaz plays. If Karaz plays, I'll give that one to McKern. Otherwise, Phil will take it. I'm taking on Jake. We'll do a bit of a deep dive because I'm a narcissistic motherfucker and I just want to talk about my matchup this week. All right. So, this week it is... I'll read out my team and then I'll read out Jakey Cassius Clay's. So I've got Phil Semmy, Stefano Utekumano, Luke Metcalf, Tommy Trbojevic, Valence Tafare, Davida Totola, Sunya Taruva, Zach Hosking, Nick Meaney, Teague Wilton, Jermaine Hopgood, Reid Mahoney, and Dean Hawkins, taking on Tino Faasumalawi, John Bateman, Brendan Wakeham, Jeremy Marshall King, Taniela Paseka. I don't know what Cooler's first name is. Just says T. Cooler. Selwyn Cobbo, Patrick Carrigan, Lindsay Collins, Stephen Crichton, Mitchell Moses, Will Penasini, and Paul Alamotti. You would assume if everything goes to plan, I should just rinse him. But he has a couple of bullshit guys that could put 140s out and just like make me very sad. But he is missing Luke Mitchell this week, which I'm very happy to see. But I'll tell you what is – this is the issue with the game, right? It's right now. I'm up by a couple of points with the same amount of players. But I just have been having hope every week, and it doesn't work. It's like life, right? It's like you have hope, you get up, you do your things, and then you end up just eating a shit sandwich for lunch. It's just – I don't know why I keep doing it. And it's like, in any part of your life, if you commit to something, you see it out. So I'm like committed to the Supercoach season. I committed to the chat. I committed to this podcast. So I guess I'm just going to keep doing it. Sometimes I might not be paying much attention for a week or two. But I'll keep showing back up because that's what I said I would do. But at the first opportunity of being to hop out and do something productive with my time. Not even productive, just enjoyable. Something enjoyable with my time. I actually called up the local sailing club this week, and I think I'm going to sail around the world. I don't know how to sail yet, but the first step is learning how to sail, right? So they're like, yep, there's free lessons. First and third Sunday of the month, get down here, we'll show you what to do. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it. See, that's hope, right? I can hope, but I can put definite steps in place where I go, step one of sailing around the world, learn how to sail. You know what step one of winning a Supercoach season is? No. No one does. Because I draft fine every year. And this year, I just keep shitting in my own mouth. It's like I have a funnel that goes from my asshole into my mouth. I'm just like... And I'm fucking sick of it. So yeah. This is my life. It's really started... So I do not seasonal work, but I do two full-time jobs. And both of my jobs calm down as it gets cooler. And right now, it's getting to sub-zero temperatures where I live. So now I'm starting to actually be able to reflect on what's going on in Supercoach again. Like, pay a bit more attention to it. And goddamn, it's sad when you're not doing well. You can't talk shit because you have to get... Well, you can because I get too personal anyway in the chat because you'll be like... your mum's new boyfriend's not like your dead real dad or whatever. And it's like, it's funny to you. But then someone cries and you just, you don't know what's going on. So that's where I'm at for this week. I don't know if this is a good one or a bad one. We're done. Stevie. So Stevie, he's one of the members of the league that beat me last week. He had a wedding. And my friends, this league, it's full of like, degenerate retards, like You know, in Tropic Thunder, when he's like, never go full retard? These idiots, 100% of the time, go full retard. And no one went fuller retard than Doug on whatever night it was, Saturday night. He was on the bags, drinking heavily, chatting up this Kiwi bird. And I heard, like, a 30-something-year-old man ask this reasonably pretty Kiwi chick. He was like, oi, what's your Snapchat score? And I don't know what that is, but it sounds incredibly fucking gay. And the chick was like, what are you doing, man? And credit to him, he was too loose to understand the social faux pas he had made by being an 18-year-old in a 30-year-old's body. But it was fucking weird. I'll give it to him. I think he got it in. By the look of how it was going, I don't think he could have done anything to deter that that bird in that moment. It was good to see the boys. Tim was on his best behavior, except he punched a fucking cup out of my hand because he needs to go in when they say anyone that needs special assistance, you go in first. He needs to be in that group because he's got no idea. The cunt's an idiot. He's convinced himself he's very intelligent, but god damn it, so fucking stupid. Don't know who else from the league was there. Oh, Chris was the MC, but anyway, this is some bullshit. But I'm a very, what would you call me, low energy human being, low quality too, I would say. But I get there for the minimum amount of time. And if anyone's ever wondering, when are you allowed to leave an event? The best events you can dictate when you can leave are cake-based events. Birthdays and weddings, you are allowed to leave once one person has eaten one slice of cake, you're out. Goodbye. But yeah, I haven't done a song for a bit, so I might try it, but I'm really not feeling it, so I think this time probably won't be the one. But thanks for listening. I hope your parents are both still alive. Now and then he thinks when they were together, when he said he was so big he might die, told himself that he would fit, but instead he used his fist. But that was love, super gay couple. Get addicted to a certain type of asshole. When he lived with me, it made no sense, but he said we could still be friends. We're all glad that it is over.
Just finger yourself in front of me.
Jeez.
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end. If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he gonna knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bumder!